All right, Rob, episode 63, we're back.
We're back.
I feel like I say we're back almost
every time.
Every time.
Yeah.
What should I say instead of we're back?
I don't think there's anything wrong with we're back.
Okay, well, we'll just stick with we're back.
We're back.
So, do you ever watch that show Survivor? You know, the long-running Survivor.
You know, I got to be honest with you.
You watched the first season like 20 years ago. Then yeah. You're out. Okay.
Is that Jeff Probst?
Jeff Probst, yeah. He's been doing it for like 45 seasons or something like
that. Yeah, I was like a first season kind of when everybody got excited about it. And then I was...
For 45 seasons or however long it's been, he basically says the same. I mean, it's like, it's never changed. It's like, come on in, guys. He always says, like, he has his catchphrases. And when we watch it at home, we can literally predict what he's going to say before it's just part of the narrative and part of the fun of Survivor. So maybe we're back. Maybe I'm always just going to say we're back.
Welcome to American Idol.
All right. What are we going to talk about today, Rob? What's about to happen?
We're going to talk about, I got two words for you.
Okay. I'm excited.
Tony Robbins.
I got nothing on Tony Robbins.
I say that because I was thinking about the idea of personal brands.
Okay.
Right? And the idea of, you know, there's a whole cottage industry now, I think, of consultancies and places that help you craft your own personal brand.
Yeah. Yeah, there are, aren't there? Yeah.
There certainly are. And so I got to thinking about that, good, bad, or indifferent. And is it important to have a personal brand? What does that mean? What can it do for you? Can it harm you? I don't know. Just the idea of a personal brand.
Yeah. Well, I think it can mean different things to different people at different stages of their life. And I know that sounds like kind of a big, wide, broad brush, cop-out answer, you know. But if you're like an influencer, for example, if that's like your job, like, hey, I make revenue off of Instagram or things like that, obviously mission critical of importance, right? Your personal brand would be, what's your handle? You know what I mean? Like, or your YouTube channel. What's the name of your YouTube channel? That type of thing, right? I mean, it literally will start with sort of a digital profile and then go out from there, I think, right?
Yeah, and I think even before digital was a thing, it was still a concept. You know, I'll pick on Tony Robbins.
Yeah.
Guy's been around for a long time.
Sure.
And he has built an entire career around his personal brand.
I mean,
that is his business. He does it really, really successfully.
Sure, sure.
And has built this brand up. But certainly with the rise of digital and the interwebs and all that, then it became, I think, a more, I don't know, critical thing or a more popular thing.
Well, let me interrupt, though. For those that don't know who Tony Robbins is, just on the off chance, how would you explain?
Come out of your cave. No, he's, I would say, probably one of the world's most successful motivational speakers. Mm-hmm.
Agreed, yeah.
And he travels the world and gives motivational speeches.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, isn't he really tall?
Very tall.
Yeah, he's like a super
extremely
tall.
Deep voice.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Very tall.
Okay.
He's a manly man.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay.
But travels the world and has an incredibly successful motivational speaking business.
Yeah, and I assume has a whole bunch of books and things.
There are books, I believe. There are seminars.
Yeah,
I've never attended. I don't subscribe to Tony Robbins.
No,
nothing against him, of course, but it's not something I've.
Yeah, probably one of the millions, same as me out there, that are like familiar with the name, familiar with the brand and whatnot, but can't say that I'm an avid follower and have read anything.
Yeah, there's actually a great documentary on him and sort of the business side of things.
Okay, interesting.
I forget what it's called, but it's actually really interesting. He's incredibly successful. So I think with the rise of digital, certainly that allowed people to then, and it almost became, you know, if you think about the idea of, there's the Tony Robbins, right, and the people, the Joe Rogans and the people of the world that are, you know, big sort of influencer sort of people.
Okay.
But then there's also, hey, I need to go get a job.
Yeah.
I'm fresh out of college and I've got my degree and I need to work on my LinkedIn profile and make sure it's nice and buttoned up. And
sure.
You know, I mean, certainly if we think about, you know, when we go to hire people.
What's the first thing we do?
Yeah. We go look at their.
We cyber snoop them online.
We cyber snoop them.
Yeah.
We go to their LinkedIn page.
Yeah.
We go to their thing and we see what kind
Absolutely.
Of what they're all about and how people present themselves is important.
Yeah. Yeah.
In a job setting and an employment setting.
Absolutely. Well, I'm a big Twitter guy. I've been on Twitter for 10 years or so, or maybe even longer. And that's one thing I always do go and look at, just to see, sort of go back and see what people are tweeting about, just out of curiosity.
Yeah, you know? I'm a big fan of, like, you know, sometimes, I mean, obviously you have different types of people. You're a big Twitter guy. I don't know that I've ever tweeted anything in my life.
Yeah.
And so it's not so much that we look at people based on how much content they put out or how active they are or not active. But I think there are certainly in this day and age, there are certain places that you go to sort of check the box a little bit.
Yeah, for sure.
And do you have an Instagram account? I don't care if you do or if you don't, but certainly you have a LinkedIn profile if you're out looking for a job, and it's important for that to be nice and clean and buttoned up. And
well, what's interesting, something we never had to really worry about, I guess, growing up and at the beginning of our careers and whatnot. But when you're talking about this whole digital aspect of what's your personal brand and your, dare I say, online relationship with sort of all the digital sort of profiles and whatnot, right? It's interesting to think about something I just thought about was reputation management and how that is an entire industry
too.
Right. It's like, oh my God,
I hear radio ads for that all the time.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Yeah. If you get goofed up or if something bad about you online or this and that, it's like you can hire companies now to go in and try to help scrub the internet to sort of remove some of the top line bad news out there, right? If you want to kind of change and steer the narrative of your digital persona. Right?
Which is terrifying because somebody can come...
It's weird.
Act nefarious.
Yeah, and, yeah. Well, what's scary about it for me is that it doesn't even have to be true.
Well, right. That's what I'm saying.
You know, I don't know what's that. What's that? Well, I'm going to totally goof this up, but it's the expression of like a lie goes all the way around the world before the sun comes up for the truth or what? What's that expression? I don't know. It's horrible.
I don't know. The shortened version is the lie becomes the truth.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So claims can be put out there or things that aren't even necessarily true, but then boom, they're all over the place, right? And reputation management. So, it's kind of a weird thing, your personal brand. It's probably more, now that I think about it, actually, it's probably more important for everybody, regardless of what industry you're in, right? Personal brand, I think of like late night hosts like Johnny Carson, obviously, and all of our late night talk show hosts, those are brands. You think about celebrities and sports guys, whether they want to be or not, I'll go against Charles Barkley, but whether they want to be or not, they are considered role models, right? Kids and young adults and even adults, look up to ridiculously amazing feats of sports, and follow athletes. I think Cristiano Ronaldo, I believe, was the most followed social person.
I think that's right.
Like for years and years and years across all things, right? So Charles Barkley, obviously famous for saying, I'm not a role model. I'm just a basketball player. And it's like, well,
you are a role model.
Whether you want to be or not, there are people out there that are following what you do and things like that.
If you are
a
person in the public, by default, you are going to be a role model to somebody.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So it's interesting though. Chuck has kind of steered his personal brand, in an interesting fashion through being on TV and everything and having that sort of, he is his own brand,
Well, and a lot of those guys, like Stephen Smith, you think about him. He's an aggressive,
loud mouth, wild
man, and he's unapologetic and he's authentic to who he is and does not deviate from his brand.
Absolutely.
I think about, I don't know why this just popped into my head, but I think about, if you think about doing damage to your personal brand, I think about Ray Lewis. I don't know why, but Ray Lewis came to our lovely town for the Super Bowl. And
I have strong opinions on what happened there, but
yeah. And
I think being covered in
blood.
Yeah. Being covered in blood and not participating in any of the police, I'm trying to be careful here, but not participating in the process and then going to jail, and then coming out and being celebrated. Right.
Yeah.
And literally being on the cover of Madden, it's quite an interesting turn of events, I guess, if we, juxtapose that with OJ, for example, the Juice. I mean, the Juice had a great personal brand, right?
The Juice is loose.
Yeah. I mean, but now the Juice is loose is kind of considered, oh my God, there's a killer on the loose. Right.
Right. Well, okay, so if we think about damage done, and then there's those two examples, you've got Ray Lewis and OJ, both completely unapologetic. No admission of anything, unapologetic, just living their lives and da da da. And so I think a large majority of the population probably still holds them in a negative light.
Sure.
Let's say that.
Sure.
Unlike potentially somebody like, we're going to stick with the athlete theme, Michael Vick.
Okay.
Michael Vick did a bad thing.
Yeah.
We can all agree Michael Dick. Whoop. Nope.
Kyler, edit that one out. Or leave it in.
I think we leave it in.
Yeah,
Michael
Kyler
Vick did a very bad thing.
Yeah.
No one likes cruelty to animals.
Exactly. Exactly.
But I do think that, you know, again, and this is just my one man's opinion, my personal opinion. He served his time. He admitted he did, you know, he's done the work. And I think now is back in sort of a more favorable light.
I think you can, I agree.
You can turn it around.
Yeah, I agree. I think part of that is the apology tour,
right,
you know, and acceptance of what happened,
right?
Whether you agree with what he did or whether you agree with his apology or not, there is kind of that, you know, we love the comeback story.
Yeah.
You know?
Only after we love to crush people.
Yeah, if you talk about reputation management and personal brand, I mean, here's what we'd love to do. We love as a society to build people up.
Yeah.
And then absolutely shred them and tear them down.
That's right. Build them up real quick,
yeah,
I feel like.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And then wait for them to do something inappropriate or say something wrong and then shred them down and then make them sit, you know,
hold
in this stew.
Yeah, hold them down for a while.
Yeah, hold them down for whatever that little period of time is and then let them come back, you know what I mean? And revitalize that career, right?
Yeah.
It's interesting. So what else about personal brands and things? I mean, what is your personal brand?
Yeah.
Do you have a personal brand?
Mine's kind of a mess. Here's what I mean, like, by that. I wouldn't call mine a finely crafted, purposeful brand.
Yeah.
At least as it relates to online activity and things like that. I've kind of haphazard with that sort of stuff, and I have a kind of a love hate relationship with social media from a personal standpoint.
Yeah, I think all of us do. I think it's okay to say all of us do.
I think we all.
There's
do
a time and a place for everything, but all of that stuff kind of crosses over into the nethers and bad thing. You know, like there's bad people out there.
I think if I were to step outside of myself and look at the picture of me that is out in the world.
Yeah.
Right. This is a weird exercise.
Yeah, this is kind of strange to think about.
People would say my brand would be, he appears to like the outdoors.
Yeah, you are an outdoorsman.
He appears to like his dog.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, he spends time with his children.
Yeah.
He likes to travel.
Yeah. Well, these are all positive things.
I mean, these are all positive things. Well, we don't put our negative things out there for people to see.
No.
Oh, my goodness.
No.
I think that's what my brand would be. I guess.
Yeah.
Those are just kind of random descriptions.
Well, Facebook, Instagram, you know, all that good stuff, even LinkedIn to a certain extent, to your point, it is only the curated good stuff that we share. Right.
Generally speaking.
And that is part of why there's so much sort of mental anguish around socials for minors and things like that. Right. Which is an interesting aspect to what the social platform Be Real and that coming out. Right. In terms of, and I don't know how familiar you are with that, but it's,
Isn't that you take a picture of yourself where you are, like right then and there?
Yeah, exactly. So the alarm goes off, boom, you open it up, and it basically takes two pictures. It takes a picture of you, and then it takes a picture from the other side of your phone, right, in terms of the situation you're in.
You get 180 degrees,
Now, again, influencers can craft the timing. They can force the story.
Always going to be that.
Yeah, but theoretically, it's to share more of a realistic experience of your holistic life versus what you have selected and curated.
And are you in groups? Is it like the Be Real? Like, is it like a
you have friends and all that kind of stuff, you know, it's shared out in the world and whatnot. So,
I don't do the Be Real,
I'm not on Be Real either. So, but I mean, I'm familiar with all those, try to keep up with all the socials and things like that.
Yep.
So, you're an outdoorsman and you like your dog and your family and whatnot. So, I think that my personal brand, if we shift to me a little bit, try to be a little bit meta about myself. I mean, it is kind of intrinsically tied with the business, unfortunately. If someone was to Google me, obviously the name of the company and whatnot would be tied from that aspect. But, you know, the thing that I hope would be the most, that I'm the most proud of is obviously being a dad. I mean, that's hands down the most important aspect of my life.
I get that vibe. I get that vibe from your socials.
Yeah. So
I'm picking it up.
So it's that'll always be the thing that I'm the most proud of, I guess, irrespective of what happens with the company and whatnot. I mean, some days at work it's great, and some days it's bad, I shouldn't say bad, but you know, some days are better than others, that type of thing. But I think family is obviously the most important. Then I'll go comics.
Yep. I also get that vibe too.
Yeah. In terms of the social vibe. And that's probably it. I think
soccer,
Yeah. I do love sports.
Yeah,
I do love sports. Sports, for me is the greatest. Sports is pain, you know, and that's
got everything.
Yeah. That's what it's the greatest drama ever.
It's got everything,
right? It's got everything you ever need. So it is mostly 95% pain. And then that's what makes that jubilant exultation. Is that even a word?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that makes that, it, like, just unbelievable excitement. So fantastic. You know? And then sharing that with friends and family obviously kicks it to a whole nother level, right? So.
Well, and sports figures also too, going back to them and tying it together, they, you know, football players, for example, or footballers.
Yeah.
Both sports, I've got my end zone dance.
Yeah, oh yeah.
And that's part of my brand.
Yeah,
I'm putting it on TV for people to see.
Yeah, think about
TL. Am I pulling the Sharpie out from underneath the cell phone?
We both immediately went there. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I think, you know, most people aren't going to have a personal stylist and a publicist and a, you know, I mean, but to your point, it is something to be considerate of moving forward more so now than ever in terms of what is your personal brand and how does that tie to, you know, a digital reputation.
Yep.
So.
Yeah. And I think, you know, if there's any advice to be given, it would be to those job seekers and people wanting to get into the business and just know that when you're being interviewed, we're looking, everybody's looking and kind of looking at your, you know, it used to be a sheet of paper resume. Yeah. Now it's a digital resume.
Totally. Totally.
It's a lot more involved and it's important.
Yeah. And shout out to all those god awful, terrible logos that designers put on their resumes for their own personal brand, their own personal logo. And we're not allowed to say names, but we're both thinking of exactly the same person.
Maybe they were crowdsourced.
But I don't know. Maybe don't put the logo, don't put a bad logo on your own resume. You know?
And also, one of Don's pet peeves.
Here we go.
When you're just out of school and you are the CEO.
Oh, God.
Of whatever company.
Yeah, whatever fake company you've set up that has, you know, no LLC or anything, but you are the CEO of your company. Man, that drives me crazy. Yeah. I feel like that's just over-promising and under-delivering.
You know,
especially if you're a young buck. That's what it is.
Right.
It's like, ooh, trying too hard.
Yeah.
You know, that type of thing.
Yep.
So.
Yep.
Interesting. Interesting to think. What a great topic, Rob. Interesting sort of thoughts around branding as an individual, you know? So, all right.
Well, that's it for today. I think you can find us. I always end the show the same way too.
Yeah.
Where can the people find us? That's your line.
Where can the people find us, Mr. Rob?
Well, on the interwebs, they can find us, of course, at mocktheagency.com. And then on the socials where you can learn a bit more about our brand.
There you go. Ba-dum-bum.
Mock the Agency across pretty much everything. So take a look, share your thoughts.
Thanks,
we'll talk to you next time.